أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ادعوهم لآبائهم هو أقسط عند الله فإن لم تعلموا آباءهم فإخوانكم في الدين ومواليكم وليس عليكم جناح فيما أخطأتم به ولكن ما تعمدت قلوبكم وكان الله غفورا رحيما. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that as Allah has not made for any person two hearts in his bosom, in the same way to call your wife your mother doesn't make her your real mother. And in the same way, adopting a child and calling him your own child does not make him your own child. These were some irregularities, wrong practices amongst the people of Makkah from before. And Allah Ta'ala is correcting all that. From here we learn also that our social conduct should be also corrected. Not only our ibadat of Allah or our aqaid, but our social conduct must also be corrected. And here Allah Ta'ala is correcting that. So Allah Ta'ala gives the order, Udruhum li'aba'ihim. Pukaru palko ko unke baap ke nisbat ke taraf nisbat ke karke. That call your adopted children and let it be known to the people who the real father is. If you adopt a child, don't give him your surname. Don't call him like this is referring to Hazrat Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had adopted. And all called him Zaid ibn Muhammad. When this ayat was revealed, then his name was changed to Zaid bin Haritha. His real father's name was Haritha, not Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had adopted him. So like that, if we adopt a child, it is necessary that everyone must know who the real father is, and he should be known in how our environment is by that surname of his father. Because many matters of deen relate to this. If we take him as our own child, and people think that he is our own child, then there are many things that can go wrong later in our social life, with regard to marriage, with regard to parda, etc. So all those laws still have to be maintained. So Allah says, call them by the name of their real fathers. Huwa aqsatu indallah. Yahi pura insaf hai Allah ke yahan. This is the pure justice by Allah Ta'ala, so that it can be purely and clearly known exactly whose child it is. You are doing a great neki sawab, bringing up an adopted child, whether he's an orphan or whatever. But he should be called by his actual name, by whose father he is. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا آبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَمَوَالِيكُمْ. پھر اگر نہ جانتے ہو ان کے باپ کو تو تمہارے بھائی ہیں دین میں اور رفیق ہیں. And if you don't know who the father is, for example, you took a child from the hospital and they don't disclose or the father is not known who that child is, then call him that he is our brother in deen, or that he is our friend. Still don't call him my own son. Refer to him as my brother in deen or my friend. But don't call him as your own son, for that will cause lot of problems later in social life. وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ. اور کو گناہ نہیں تم پر جس چیز میں چوک جاؤے تم. And if you make a mistake and you call him by your own name, by mistake, for example, he's living with you in the house for 10 years and you tell him, my son, come here. Somebody is the years and they think that he is this person's real son. The relationship also has grown so much that you love him, you treat him as your own son. So if you made a mistake like that, Allah says that is forgiven. Because that was a mistake from yourself. وَلَكِمْ مَا تَعَمَّدَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. پر وہ جو دل سے ارادہ کرو. But when you intentionally try call him as your son, you make it known that this is my son, then that is a sin by Allah Ta'ala. But by mistake if you did it, Allah says that is forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Or hey Allah, بَخَشْنِ وَعَلَى مِهِرْمَانِ. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. That even if you intentionally called him, that he is your son, and then you realize it's a mistake, I should not have done this, you make tawbah, you will find Allah forgiving for you. So a person who makes a mistake, and it was unintentional, it is forgiven by Allah. If he made it intentionally and he asks for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives that guna also. And what was unintentional was forgiven in any case. Then further Allah explains a few other etiquette of our social lives. An-Nabiyyu awla bil-mu'mineena min anfusihim. Nabi se lagao hai iman walo ko ziyada apni jaan se. And the Nabi's connection with the believers is more than what their own lives. In other words, more as far as respect and honor and obedience is concerned, more than what you respect your own father and more than you obey your own father, you are to obey Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His position is most high. After Allah Ta'ala, the greatest position is that of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a Nabi of Allah, whatever he commands you, you have to do that. That is the high position which Allah Ta'ala had given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should have that in our hearts. And in one qiraat, it comes clearly that even more than your fathers is the respect and honor and obedience of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Aur uski aurte unki maaye hai. And the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam are your mothers. That is how you respect and honor your mother. Much more than that, the azwaji mutahharat, the ummahatul mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, they have to be respected also, and they have to be accorded their dignity and honor more than what we give to our own mothers also. Allah has put the high positions in there. And this is as far as respect and honor is concerned. Like a person doesn't make parda from his wife, from his mother, it doesn't mean you won't make parda from the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time of the Sahaba, that this ayat was revealed, that Allah said they are more greater than your own mothers also. Your own mother, you have respect for her, you honor her, but you don't make parda from her. But the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as far as ruhaniyat is concerned, spirituality, their position is more than your own mothers. But practically, then they will not be treated like your mother, like you don't make parda from your mother, so I won't make parda from the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Na'uzu billah, that will be wrong. But then further Allah says, وَأُولُوا الْأَرْحَامِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلَى بِبَعْضٍ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ. اور قربت والے ایک دوسرے سے لگاؤ رکھتے ہیں اللہ کے حکم میں زیادہ سب ایمان والوں اور ہجرت کرنے والوں سے. إِلَّا أَن تَفْعَلُوا إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا. مگر یہ کہ کرنا چاہوں اپنے رفیقوں سے احسان. That the family ties and family relations which Allah has made one to another, a brother to a brother, parents to their children, etc. These connections which Allah has made, fi kitabillah, in the book of Allah Ta'ala, min al-mu'mineen wal-muhajireen, from amongst the believers also and the muhajireen also. This is more greater and more closer. This refers to when the Sahaba made hijrat from Makkah Sharif, went to Medina Sharif, and then they had no family there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined one muhajir, a person who came from Makkah, with one Ansari, the Muslims of Medina, and made them brothers. And the law was at the beginning, these muhajireen who had come from Makkah, their family people were non-Muslims in Makkah, and they had come here without any of their family members. So now they were paired up and made as they were like refugees. So they were joined with one Ansari, and they were made brothers. So if any one of the two died, the other would become his inheritor, and he would inherit his wealth. But later, when the other family people of the Muhajireen had become Muslims, and they also migrated and came to Makkah, then Allah changed this law and now made it as it is till today, that inheritance will be according to family ties, that a son will inherit from his father. If a brother dies and he hasn't got any children, the brother will also inherit. All the detailed laws of inheritance now, as we know it today, Allah says now that will apply. And also Allah made a provision that if you want to make, which applies still today, for any third party, a person who does not naturally inherit in your estate, you want to give him a share, you can do that also, up to one third of your estate, you can donate to someone, whoever you wish to, who is not an inheritor. You cannot make this in respect of a person who is going to inherit according to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا یہ ہے کتاب میں لکھا ہوا. And this was written from before in the kitab لوح محفوظ, which is by Allah Ta'ala, from where Allah Ta'ala had revealed the Quran Sharif. So here in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has taught us 3-4 valuable points of social life. One was that your children, if you adopt somebody, let it be known in public who the actual father is. If you don't, then let it also still be known, this is not actually my child, I've adopted him, so that many other social matters afterwards can be corrected. Then as far as inheritance is concerned, that also Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah has now changed the law and inheritance will be according to blood ties. According to family, the inheritance will be. And from here we learn that our deen is not only our ibadat and aqidah, but our social life must also be corrected. That's also extremely important.